Joining us first is White House Communications Director Dan Bartlett. First off, Dan, let's get the latest numbers. If nothing is done, what's the future looking like for Social Security?
Well, what the actuaries tell us and what the Social Security trustees has demonstrated is that the system right now is in the black and is doing fine. But in 2018 is when we begin going into the red, and that will happen perpetually if we stay the current course. Now, legally, the government can no longer pay out benefits by the year 2042. And that means, and everybody gets it on the stub of their Social Security check, now it says that, it warns each recipient that the government can only pay by 2042 about 74% or 73% of benefits that are promised. And that's a critical problem. And the real problem here is that the revenue line and the benefit lines for here on out only get worse. They're pulling away from each other. And the reason for that is demographics, the baby boom generation, as well as the life expectancy of our population continues to increase, making the problem even worse. So what President Bush is saying is that it's time for Republicans and Democrats to come together and address this problem. He's put forward some principles that he believes should be help follow us. Obviously, he doesn't believe raising taxes is good for our economy or does it fix the problem. And he thinks what we need to do is allow more people to own more of their own retirement by allowing them to set up personal retirement accounts. And what President Bush is saying, what we ought to do is come together and find a way in addressing some of these problems is to allow personal accounts to be created in the near future for future retirees. That'll be part of the discussions with Congress next year.
White House Communications Director Dan Bartlett joins us on the Wall Street Journal this morning, outlining the president's plans for Social Security reform. Some critics are saying this is going to require the borrowing of $1 or 2 trillion, and maybe at least short term, may bring a lot more pain before we see anything positive down the road. Is that a fair assessment, or is that an exaggeration?
Well, I think the numbers speak for themselves. We can make whatever the number turns out to be, and that all varies on the size of the personal accounts. I do think $2 trillion is very much on the high side. But it's that investment now, or the type of things we're contemplating here today, are relatively modest compared to what we would have to face when people who are in their 20s and 30s today, when they hit the retirement age. We're talking about massive tax increases or massive benefit cuts to fulfill the promise that we have made to those workers. And that's just a system that's not sustainable. The workers of America are getting a bad deal. They're asking to pay more and more into the system, with the fact hitting them that they're going to get less and less out of the system. And that has to change. So that's why we need to act on this. The only thing that is guaranteed right now is a massive benefit cut or a major tax increase, because that's what the status quo will provide us. And that's why President Bush believes we should think differently about this. And that's why he's going to work so hard next year to get it done.
White House Communications Director Dan Bartlett.